from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea's foreign minister, Ri Yong-ho, Monday said President Donald Trump had declared war on his country. The North Korean diplomat referred to the president's tweet last week, predicting our leadership will not last long, said that gives his country the right to countermeasures, including shooting down U.S. warplanes, even if they don't violate North Korean airspace. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders denied the U.S. is at war with North Korea.
We've not declared war on North Korea, and frankly, the suggestion of that is absurd.
In Washington Monday, South Korea's foreign minister, Kang Kyung-hwa, appealed to Washington to help South Korea manage the North Korean tensions.
Indeed, it is very likely that North Korea will conduct further provocations. And under these circumstances, it is imperative that we, Korea and the United States, together manage the situation with astuteness and steadfastness in order to prevent the further escalation of tension.
She said there is still room for diplomacy, adding there cannot be another war on the Korean Peninsula. The consequences, she warned, would be devastating. A Zimbabwean pastor who has criticized government policy pleaded not guilty Monday in court to charges of trying to subvert the government. Ivan Mawarire faces a possible 20-year prison term. The trial follows his social media campaign last year called #ThisFlag that urged citizens to speak out against the government's economic policies. Mawarire was arrested Sunday by police after leaving his church's pulpit. His trial takes place against the backdrop of increasing shortages of basic goods, including gasoline. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is scheduled to brief members of the Security Council Thursday on the violence in Myanmar's western Rakhine state that has prompted the exodus of more than 400,000 Rohingya Muslims to Bangladesh. Monday, Myanmar's UN ambassador, Hao Do-Swan, cautioned against using terms like atrocities, ethnic cleansing, or genocide.
The use of such terms should be considered only after there is solid evidence. Atrocities, ethnic cleansing, and genocide are very serious charges that require legal review and judicial determination. They should not be bandied about and used loosely.
In Myanmar, security forces claim to have uncovered the bodies of another 17 Hindu villagers it said were killed by Muslim insurgents, bringing to 45 the number discovered since Sunday. A spokesman for the Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army, or ARSA, denied it was responsible, insisting it does not target civilians. The U.S. State Department says it's deeply disappointed Iraqi Kurds held a referendum Monday on independence, warning it will increase instability and hardships for the Kurdish region of Iraq. In the three provinces that voted, there was celebration after the polls closed. Large numbers of voters turned out to cast ballots in what is expected to be a lopsided yes vote. Sordash Ajil cast his ballots in Erbil. He said he feels as if a martyred brother has returned to life. Iraq has called the referendum unconstitutional. Turkey, with a large Kurdish minority, has refused to recognize it. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan threatened to cut the oil pipeline that sends Iraqi oil from the Iraqi Kurd region to the outside world. UN Middle East envoy Nikolai Mladenov told the Security Council Monday Israel is not complying with a controversial resolution last year that demanded a halt to all settlement activity. He said the pace has actually increased and warned it's making a two-state solution increasingly unattainable. In eastern Syria, U.S.-backed rebels said Russia bombed their positions Monday in Deir ez-Zor province, in territory recently captured from Islamic State. One rebel was killed, two at least others wounded. The Russian Defense Ministry denied targeting elements of the Syrian Democratic Forces. Thousands have been evacuated from an erupting volcano on the Pacific island nation of Vanuatu. An increase in activity at the Monaro volcano has raised concern over a major eruption. President Donald Trump said the Caribbean island of Puerto Rico is in deep trouble after being hit by Hurricane Maria, and the U.S. territory with its massive debt must be dealt with. He tweeted its old electrical grid was devastated. Much of the island of 3.4 million has been destroyed. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.